Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Beethoven, a little Barber, Mendelssohn, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some lovely music for flute by C.P.E. Bach. Now, the second son of J.S. Bach, he, in his own right, was a very respected composer and musician. He was an intense performer, so much so that musical historian Charles Burney witnessed a performance and wrote, and I quote, "His eyes glazed motionless, his lower lip sagged, and his spirit seemed to be concerned only with satisfying its passion for the music." Well, this passion is reflected in his flute concertos, and which we have also seen being transcribed for cello and harpsichord. And it is quite evident in this performance that we're going to hear by Stephen Preston, joined by the members of the English Concert with Trevor Pinnock directing. So please enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
The opening Allegro, and that was by music by C.P.E. Bach with the incredible sounds of Stephen Preston on transverse flute, joined by the members of the English Consort with Trevor Pinnock conducting. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and you're listening to Classical Chaos on this Sunday morning. Now, we're sticking with the B's, I guess, this morning. We're going from Bach to Beethoven. Well, moving up a couple decades, his Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor was composed back in 1800 and was performed in premiere on the 5th of April in 1803 with the composer himself as the soloist. This was a great concert, actually one that I would love to hear today and also be included on. It also included the Second Symphony and the oratorio, Christ on the Mount of Olives. They were also premiered at that show. This morning, we do have an impeccable show to offer you as well, with Murray Pariah on piano, joined by the members of the Royal Concerto Orchestra. This is the second movement, the Largo, from Beethoven's Concerto from Piano No. 3. What a beautiful way to wake up on a Sunday morning. That was Murray Pariah, joined by the members of the Royal Concertball Orchestra with Bernard Hunting conducting. And that was the Largo from Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto in C minor.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thickening over time.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we seem to be moving up in the centuries this morning with composers starting with the letter B. We started with some Bach, a little Beethoven, and now we find ourselves in the realm of the American composer Samuel Barber. Now, Barber did it all, writing orchestral pieces, opera, choral, and piano music. And it is written, and I quote, that probably no other American composer has ever enjoyed such early, such persistent, and such long-lasting acclaim. Now, you may be familiar with his very celebrated Adagio for Strings, used in a lot of movies, excellent piece of music. It is a hit to this day, but he also received a Pulitzer Prize twice and received numerous accolades. But in later years, he did succumb to some depression, isolation, and alcoholism. But he did persist and continued to write music until he was the age of 70 years. And lovely music it is. This morning, we are in for a treat. Samplings from a fantastic double disc, if some of you still actually use them, of the complete songs of Samuel Barber, featuring the great voice of Cheryl Studer and Thomas Hampson. So let's take a listen.
To say,
We heard the voices of Cheryl Studer and Thomas Hampson. Those were four selections from Samuel Barber's Complete Songs. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to celebrate the artistry of a very talented violinist, Anna Kiko Myers. She was born back in 1970 and has toured and collaborated with orchestras around the world, as well as the likes of Il Divo, Chris Botti, and Wynton Marsalis. She also has the luxury of playing on two exquisite violins, the 1730 Stradivarius violin, called the Royal Spanish, as well as the 1697 Stradivarius, called the Molitor, which she purchased in October 2010 for, well, quite a lot of money. It was the highest record auction price for any musical instrument in history at that time. This comes from one of her earlier recordings. We're going to hear Dvorak's Romance for Violin and Orchestra.
Thank you.
Anna Kiko Myers and Dvorak's Romance, a lovely performance for violin and orchestra.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And it is the time. I am speaking of oboe music time. Today, music by Joseph Fiala. Fiala was an accomplished oboist born in Bohemia, and he eventually made his way to serve in the court orchestra of the Elector Maximilian Joseph. While he was there, he made a great impression on none other than, guess who, Mozart, who helped Fiala secure a position back in 1778 after the death of the Elector. His other musical journeys took him to Vienna and St. Petersburg, where he also worked for another phenomenal person, Catherine the Great. And along the way, of course, he always was writing some great music. We're going to hear some of it today that he wrote for the oboe. Let's take a listen now to the opening movement of the Allegro Assai from his concerto in B flat. Well, don't save the best for last. That was Ingo Goretzky. What an amazing cadenza. And he was joined by the members of the Polish Chamber Philharmonic. That was the opening allegro from Fiala's Oboe Concerto in B-flat. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I do want to thank you for listening this morning, and do stay tuned to Worku on Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, which is coming up next until noon. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of the Sultans of String. Till next time.